This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Catherine Fitz, Davis, California, March 2007. Good Things to Eat, as Suggested by Rufus, by Rufus Estes. Section 6. Instructions for Preparing Poultry Before Dressing. To serve poultry tender and delicate, it should be kept some hours after being killed, before boiling or roasting. Poultry intended for dinner should be killed the evening before. When poultry has ceased to bleed, before picking, put it into cold water, in a vessel large enough to completely cover it. Then take out and soak in boiling water for a few minutes. Pick it, being careful to take out all the small feathers. When cleaning the inside of poultry or game, be sure not to break the gallbladder, for it will give a bitter taste to the meat. Be equally careful not to tear the intestines near the gizzard, as it will make the inside dirty and spoil the whole bird. Poultry and Poultry Dressings. Bohemian Chicken. Select a young and tender chicken, and prepare as for frying or boiling. Place in a frying pan a pat of butter, and place on the fire. Beat to a smooth, thin batter 2 eggs, 3 spoonfuls of milk, and a little flour. Season. Dip each piece of the chicken in this batter, and fry a rich brown in the heated butter. Chicken a la tartare. Have a chicken dressed and split down the back. It should not weigh over 2.5 pounds. Put 1/4 cup of butter in a frying pan with a teaspoon of finely minced parsley, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and a little pepper. Brown each half of the chicken in the butter and on both sides. Take up the chicken, brush the inside over with an egg beaten with 1 tablespoon of cold water. Lay in a dripping pan and dust over the egg 1/2 cup of fine breadcrumbs, mixed with the same amount of minced cooked ham. Set in a hot oven and finish cooking. Serve on a hot dish with sauce tartare. The chicken will cook best if laid in a wire broiler resting on the dripping pan. Chicken broiled in paper. Split a chicken and let it soak for 2 hours in oil mixed with parsley, sliced onion, cloves, salt, and pepper. Put each half in papers, enclosing all the seasoning, and broil over a slow fire. When done, take off the paper, bacon, etc., and serve with sauce a la ravigote. Chicken croquettes. Stir a pint of fine chopped chicken into 1¼ cups of sauce, made of 1/3 cup of flour, 3 tablespoons of butter, 1 cup of chicken stock, and 1/4 cup of cream. Season with a few drops of onion juice, 1 teaspoon of lemon, 1 teaspoonful celery salt, and pepper. When thoroughly chilled, form into cylindrical shapes, roll in egg and breadcrumbs, and fry in deep fat. Serve surrounded with peas and figures stamped on cooked slices of carrot. Season with salt, paprika, and butter. Chicken croquettes. Take 2 chickens, weighing about 2 pounds each. Put them into a saucepan with water to cover. Add 2 onions and carrots, a small bunch of parsley and thyme, a few cloves and 1/2 grated nutmeg, and boil until birds are tender. Then remove the skin, gristle, and sinews, and chop the meat as fine as possible. Put into a saucepan 1 pound of butter and 2 tablespoonfuls of flour. Stir over the fire for a few minutes, and add 1/2 pint of the liquor the chickens were cooked in, and 1 pint of rich cream, and boil for 8 or 10 minutes, stirring continually. Remove the pan from the fire. Season with salt, pepper, grated nutmeg, and a little powdered sweet marjoram. Add the chopped meat and stir well. Then stir in rapidly the yolks of 4 eggs. Place the saucepan on the fire for a minute, stirring well. Turn the mass onto a dish, spread it out, and let it get cold. Cover the hands with flour, and form the preparation into shapes. Dip them into egg beaten with cream, then in sifted bread crumbs, and let them stand for half an hour or so to dry. Then fry them a delicate color after plunging into boiling lard. Take them out, drain, place on a napkin on a dish, and serve. The remainder of the chicken stock may be used for making consomme or soup. Chicken croquettes with fish flavor. The foundation of all croquettes is a thick white sauce which stiffens when cold, so that mixed with minced fish, chicken, or other compounds, it can be easily handled and shaped into pears, cylinders, ovals, etc. When cooked, the croquettes should be soft and creamy inside. This sauce is made as follows. Scald in a double boiler 1 pint rich milk or cream. Melt in a granite saucepan 2 even tablespoons butter. Then add 2 heaping tablespoonfuls cornstarch or flour and 1 tablespoonful of flavor. When blended, add 1/3 of the hot cream and keep stirring as it cooks and thickens. When perfectly smooth, put in all the cream. The sauce should be very thick. Add the seasoning, 1/2 teaspoonful of salt, 1/2 teaspoonful celery salt, white peppers or paprika to taste, then the meat. In shaping the croquettes, take about 1 tablespoonful of the mixture, and handling gently and carefully, press gently into whatever shape is desired. Have ready a board sprinkled lightly with bread or cracker crumbs, and roll the croquettes lightly in this, taking care not to exert pressure sufficient to break them. Coat the croquettes with some slightly salted beaten egg, then roll again in the crumbs. Fry in deep hot fat a few at a time, then drain on paper. Chicken pot pie. Cut a fowl into pieces to serve and cook in water to cover until the bones will come out easily. Before taking them out, drop dumplings in. Cover closely and cook 10 minutes without lifting the cover. The liquid should be boiling rapidly when the dough is put in, and kept boiling until the end. For the dumplings, sift 2 cups of flour twice with 1/2 level teaspoon of salt and 4 level teaspoons of baking powder. Mix with about 7/8 cup of milk, turn out on a well-floured board, and pat out 1/2 inch thick. Cut into small cakes. If this soft dough is put into the kettle in spoonfuls, the time of cooking must be double. The bones and meat will keep the dough from settling into the liquid and becoming soggy. Arrange the meat in the center with dumplings around the edge and a sprig of parsley between each. Thicken the liquid and season with salt and pepper as needed and a rounding tablespoon of butter. Chicken timbales. Mix 3/4 cupful of flour with 1/2 teaspoonful of salt. Add gradually while stirring constantly 1/2 cupful of milk and 1 well-beaten egg and 1 tablespoonful of olive oil. Shape using a hot Swedish timbale iron and cook in deep fat until delicately brown. Take from the iron and invert on brown paper to drain. To make the filling for 12 timbales, remove bones and skin from 1 pint bowlful of the white or white and dark meat mixed of cold boiled or roasted chicken and cut in 1/2-inch pieces. Put over the first in a saucepan 2 tablespoonfuls of butter and 2 of flour, and when melted and blended, add milk and chicken broth, 1 cupful and 1/2 or more as desired, to make a rich cream sauce. Season with salt and pepper, add the chicken, and if preferred, 1/2 cupful of mushrooms cut in pieces the same size as the chicken. Then brown in butter before adding to the sauce. Fill the timbales. Deviled chicken. Split the chickens down the back and broil until done. Lay on a hot dripping pan and spread on a sauce. Scatter fine crumbs over and set in a quick oven to brown. For the sauce, beat a rounding tablespoon of butter, light, with 1/2 teaspoon of mixed mustard, 1 teaspoon of vinegar, and a pinch of cayenne. Fricasseed turkey or goose giblets. Scald and pick giblets. Put them in a saucepan with a piece of butter, a bunch of parsley, green onions, thyme, bay leaf, and a few mushrooms. Warm these over the fire, with a sprinkle of flour moistened with stock or water, adding salt and pepper to taste. Reduce to a thick sauce, adding to it the yolks of 2 eggs, and let simmer without boiling. Serve with sprinkling of vinegar. Fried chicken. Cut up 2 chickens, put 1/4 pound of butter, mixed with 1 spoonful of flour, into a saucepan with pepper, salt, little vinegar, parsley, green onions, carrots, and turnips, into a saucepan and heat. Steep the chicken in this marinade 3 hours, having dried the pieces and floured them. Fry a good brown. Garnish with fried parsley. Jellied chicken. For jellied chicken, have on hand 3 pounds of chicken that has been boiled and cut from the bone in strips. Mix 1/4 of rich chicken stock that has been boiled down and cleared with 1 teaspoonful each of lemon juice, chopped parsley, 1 dash of celery salt, and 1/4 teaspoonful each of salt and paprika. At the last, stir in 1 teaspoonful of granulated gelatin that has been dissolved. When the jelly begins to thicken, add the chicken and turn it into a mold. To have the chicken scattered evenly through the jelly, stand the dish containing the jelly in a pan of ice and turn in the jelly layer by layer, covering each with chicken as soon as it begins to thicken. Marbled chicken. Steam a young fowl until tender, or cook it gently in a small amount of water. Cut all the meat from the bones, keeping the white and dark meat separate. Chop the meat with a sharp knife, but do not grind it. Season with salt and pepper. Press into a mold, making alternate layers of light and dark meat. Strain the broth in which the fowl was cooked, and which should be reduced by cooking to a small amount. Season with salt and pepper. Add 1 tablespoon of butter after skimming clear of all fat. Pour this broth over the meat, and set all in the ice chest until cold and firm. Unmold and cut in thin slices with a sharp knife. Then, if liked, garnish with cress and sliced lemon, and serve. Potted chicken. Truss a small broiler in shape and lay in casserole. Brush it generously with melted butter, put on the cover, and cook 20 minutes. Now add 1 cup of rich stock or beef extract dissolved in hot water to make a good strength. Cover and finish cooking. Serve uncovered in the same dish with spoonfuls of potato balls, small carrots sliced, and tiny string beans laid alternately round the chicken. The vegetables should each be cooked separately. Pressed chicken. Cut as for a stew. Skin the feet and place in the bottom of a stew pan. Arrange the fowl on top, just cover with water, and cook slowly until tender. Do not let the meat brown. Separate the dark and light meat and throw away the feet, from which the gluten has been extracted. Chop liver, skin, heart, and gizzard fine. Add these chopped giblets to a dressing of stale breadcrumbs seasoned and moistened with 1 little hot water and butter. Arrange the large pieces of meat around the sides and bottom of a baking dish, alternating dark and light, and fill alternately with dressing and chicken until the dish is full. Remove the fat from the water in which the chicken was cooked. Heat boiling hot and pour over the chicken. Put into a press for several hours, and when cold, slice. Roast chicken. Having drawn and trussed the chicken, put it between some slices of bacon. Take care to fasten the feet to the spit to keep it together. Baste it with its gravy. When well done through, serve with cress round the dish. Season with salt and vinegar. The chicken and bacon should be covered with buttered paper until 5 minutes of the bird being done. Then take off the paper and finish the roasting by a very bright fire. Stuffed chicken. Put 1 pint of milk into a saucepan with 1 good handful of crumbs of bread and boil until very thick. Set away to cool. Add to this parsley, chopped green onion, thyme, salt, pepper, piece of butter, and the yolks of 4 eggs, and place in body of chicken, sewing up the opening. Roast the chicken between rashers of bacon. Turkey giblets à la bourgeoise. The giblets of turkey consist of the pinions, feet, neck, and gizzard. After having scalded, pick them well and put them in a saucepan with pieces of butter, some parsley, green onions, clove of garlic, sprig of thyme, bay leaf, 1 spoonful of flour moistened with stock, salt, and pepper. Brown to a good color. Turkey truffles. Take a fat turkey, clean and singe it. Take 3 or 4 pounds of truffles, chopping up a handful with some fat bacon and put into a saucepan, together with the whole truffles, salt, pepper, spices, and bay leaf. Let these ingredients cook over a slow fire for 3/4 hour. Take off, stir, and let cool. When quite cold, place in body of turkey. Sew up the opening, and let the turkey imbibe the flavor of the truffles by remaining in a day or two, if the season permits. Cover the bird with slices of bacon and roast. Anchovy stuffing. Put some large, fine, chopped onions into a frying pan with a little oil or butter, and fry them to a light brown. Put them in a basin, and add some breadcrumbs that have been dipped in water, and squeeze quite dry. Then, add a small piece of liver of the bird to be stuffed, the filling of 7 or 8 salted anchovies, a pinch of parsley, with a few chopped capers. Work these well together, sprinkle over a little pepper, and thicken the mixture with yolks of eggs when it is ready for use. Chestnut stuffing. Peel a sound, good-sized shallot, chop it up fine, place it in a saucepan on a hot fire with 1 tablespoonful of butter, and heat it for 3 minutes without browning. Then add 1/4 pound of sausage meat and cook for 5 minutes longer. Add 10 finely chopped mushrooms and a dozen well-pounded, cooked, peeled chestnuts, and stir all well together. Season with 1 pinch of salt, 1/2 pinch of pepper, 1/2 salt spoon of powdered thyme, and 1 teaspoonful of finely chopped parsley. Let this come to a boil, add 1/2 ounce of sifted breadcrumbs and 25 or 30 whole cooked and shelled chestnuts, and mix all well together, being careful not to break the chestnuts. Allow to cool, and then is ready for use. Chestnut stuffing for turkey. Put 12 or 15 large chestnuts into a saucepan of water, and boil them until they are quite tender. Then take off the shells and skins, put into a mortar, and pound them. Put 4 ounces of shredded beef suet into a basin. Stir in 1/2 pound of bread crumbs, season with salt and pepper to taste, and squeeze in a little lemon juice. Mix in 1 pound of chestnuts, and stuffing will be ready for use. Chestnut stuffing with truffles. Remove the darker outer skins from some chestnuts. Immerse in boiling water for a few minutes. Remove the light skins and boil for about 20 minutes. Put in a saucepan 1 pound of fat bacon and 2 shallots, and keep these over the fire for a few minutes. Then add the whole chestnuts, also 1/2 pound of chestnuts previously cut into small pieces. Put in pepper, spices, and salt to taste, and a small quantity of powdered marjoram and thyme. Hold it over the fire a little longer, turning it occasionally. It is then ready for use. Chicken liver stuffing for birds. Chop 1/2 pound of fat chicken livers in small pieces, and put them in a frying pan with 2 finely chopped shallots, 2 ounces of fat ham, also chopped thyme, grated nutmeg, pepper, salt, and a small lump of butter. Toss it about over the fire until partly cooked. Then take it off and leave it until cold. Pound in a mortar. Then it is ready for use. Chicken stuffing. Take the heart, liver, and gizzard of a fowl. Chop fine, season to taste, and mix with boiled rice, worked up with a little butter. Stuff the chicken with this. Giblet stuffing for turkey. Put the giblets in a saucepan over the fire with boiling water to cover. Sprinkle over 1 teaspoonful of salt and 1/4 teaspoonful of pepper, and boil gently until tender. Save the water in which the giblets were boiled to use for gravy. Chop the giblets quite fine. Put them in a frying pan over the fire with 4 ounces of butter, 2 breakfast cups of stale breadcrumbs, and a good seasoning of salt, pepper, and any powdered sweet herbs except sage. Stir all these ingredients together until they are of a light brown. Add 1 glass of sherry or Madeira wine, and the forcemeat is ready for use. Pickled pork stuffing for turkeys. Chop up very fine 1/4 pound of fat and lean salted pork. Break quite fine 2 breakfast cupfuls of bread, and put them in a frying pan over the fire with 2 heaping tablespoonfuls of butter. Fry to a brown, and season with salt, pepper, and any sweet herbs except sage. Potato stuffing. Cut some peeled raw potatoes into slices of moderate thickness, and then cut into squares. Rinse with cold water, drain and place them in a saucepan with a couple ounces of butter, a chopped onion, and one or two tablespoonfuls of chopped parsley, a little salt and pepper, and grated nutmeg. Place the lid on the pan, keeping the pan at the side of the fire and shaking contents occasionally until nearly cooked. Then chop fine an equal quantity of pig's liver and stir into the potatoes a few minutes before serving. Stuffing for birds. Peel two large onions, parboil them, then drain and chop them fine. Soak one breakfast cup of breadcrumbs in as much milk as they will absorb without becoming too soft. Pour 4 ounces of butter in a stewpan. Place it over the fire, and when the butter is melted, put in the onions, breadcrumbs, and 1 tablespoon of chopped parsley, pepper, and salt to taste. Add a small quantity of grated nutmeg. Add the beaten yolks of 2 eggs and stir the mixture over the fire until it is reduced to a paste, without allowing it to boil. The stuffing is then ready. It can be made in larger or smaller quantities according to the number of the birds to be stuffed. Stuffing for boiled turkey or rabbit. Remove the outer peel of 1 pound of chestnuts, then put them in boiling water until the inner skins can easily be removed. Then trim them and put them in a small lined saucepan, cover them with broth, and boil until the pulp and the broth have been well reduced. Pass the chestnuts through a fine wire sieve. Chop fine 1/4 pound of cold boiled fat bacon and mix it with the chestnut puree, seasoned to taste with salt, pepper, and minced lemon peel. The stuffing will then be ready to serve. Stuffing for ducks. Peel a fair-sized onion and sour cooking apple. Chop them both very fine and mix them with 6 ounces of finely grated stale breadcrumbs, 1 scant tablespoonful of sage leaves, either powdered or finely mixed, 1 tablespoon butter, a little salt and butter. Bind the whole together with a beaten egg, and it is then ready for the ducks. Stuffing for fish. Weigh 2 pounds of breadcrumbs without the crusts, and cut it into small squares. Mix in 1/2 tablespoon of powdered curry, and a liberal quantity of salt and pepper. Dissolve 6 ounces of butter in 1/2 pint of warm water, and beat the yolks in of 4 eggs. Pour the liquid mixture over the bread and stir it well, but do not mash it. It is then ready to serve. Stuffing for fowls. Trim the crusts from 2 pounds of bread. Put the crumbs into a basin of cold water, soak it for 5 minutes, then turn it onto a sieve and drain well, pressing out the water with a plate. When nearly dry, cut the bread into small squares and season it well with powdered sage, salt, and pepper. Warm 1 breakfast cupful of butter. Beat in an egg and 3 teacupfuls of warm water, and pour it over the bread, stirring it lightly, but not mashing it. Allow it to soak for 10 minutes, and the stuffing will then be ready to serve. Stuffing for goose. Roast 50 chestnuts, using care not to let them burn. Remove the inner and outer peels and chop them fine. Chop the goose's liver. Put it in a saucepan with 1/2 tablespoonful of chopped parsley, shallots, chives, and a little garlic, and about 2 ounces of butter. Fry them for a few minutes, then put in the chopped chestnuts with 1 pound of sausage meat, and fry the whole for 15 minutes longer. The stuffing is then ready for use. Stuffing for poultry. Put 2 handfuls of rice into a saucepan of water and parboil it. Mix in 10 or 12 chestnuts peeled or cut into small slices, 1 pan full of pistachio nuts, and 1 handful of currants. Put the mixture in a saucepan with 4 ounces of butter. Stir it well over the fire until thoroughly incorporated. Season with pepper and salt, and if liked, a little ground cinnamon, and it is then ready for use. This stuffing is used for turkeys and other birds, or anything else that is roasted whole. Stuffing for poultry galantine. Cut into squares 3 pounds of cooked flesh of either ducks or fowls. Peel and chop 2 hard-boiled eggs and 1 medium-sized onion. Mix all of these together with 3 breakfast cupfuls of stale breadcrumbs, 3 well-beaten eggs, and 1/2 cupful of poultry fat that has been warmed. Season to taste with pepper, salt, and sage. After the forcemeat has been spread in the boned duck or other bird, about 1 cupful of chopped jelly strewn over it will be an improvement and will set in the forcemeat. Stuffing for rabbits. Peel 2 onions and boil. When they are tender, drain and mince them. Chop 1/2 pound pickled pork and a few fine herbs. Stir them in with the onions, then stir in the yolks of 2 eggs and add a sufficient quantity bread crumbs to make it fairly consistent. Season to taste with pepper and salt, using a very little of the latter on account of the salt in the pork. The stuffing is ready for use. Stuffing for a suckling pig and possum. Put 2 tablespoonfuls of finely chopped onions into a saucepan with 1 teaspoon of oil. Toss them over the fire for 5 or 6 minutes. Add 8 ounces of rice boiled in stock, an equal quantity of sausage meat, 4 or 5 ounces of butter, a small quantity of minced parsley, and pepper and salt to taste. Turn the mixture into a basin and add 3 eggs to make the whole into a stiff paste. It is then ready for use. Stuffing for turkey, roasted. To 1 pound of sifted breadcrumbs, add 1/2 pound of butter, 1 pound of boiled and mashed potatoes, and a little summer savory rubbed into a fine powder. Add sufficient eggs to stiffen, and season with salt, pepper, and grated nutmeg. A little sausage meat, grated ham, and a few oysters or chopped mushrooms may be added. They are a marked improvement, as are also a few walnuts roasted, chestnuts and filberts, and the same may also be served in the gravy with the bird. Stuffing for veal. Trim off the skin and mince fine 1/4 pound of beef suet. Mince it with 1 cupful of bread crumbs, 1 tablespoonful of chopped parsley, 2 tablespoons of finely minced ham, and the grated peel of a lemon. Season the stuffing to taste with pepper and salt, and bind it with 1 beaten egg. It is then ready to use. Truffle and chestnut stuffing. Peel off the thick outer skin of the chestnuts. Pat them into a saucepan with a bay leaf, a lump of salt, and plenty of coriander seeds. Cover them with water and boil until nearly tender. Drain the chestnuts and peel off the inner skin. For every 1/2 pound of chestnuts, weighed after they are boiled and peeled, allow 1/2 pound of bacon, 1/4 pound of truffles, and the chestnuts all cut up into small pieces. Season to taste with salt, pepper, and spices, and add a little each of powdered thyme and marjoram. Toss the mixture for a few minutes longer over the fire, and it is then ready for use. Truffle stuffing for turkey. Brush well 1 1/2 pounds of truffles. Peel them, mince the peel very fine. Cut the truffles into slices. Put them all into a saucepan with 1/4 pound of minced fat bacon, and any obtainable fat from the turkey. Also a good-sized lump of butter, with salt and pepper to taste. Cook for 10 minutes, and let it get cold before using. A turkey should be stuffed with this 3 days before it is cooked, and truffle sauce should accompany it. English stuffing. First take some stale bread, use your own judgment as to the quantity, and brown it in your oven. Also 1 onion, red ones preferred, 1/4 pound of fresh pork or sausages, and run it through your meat grinder with a few stalks of celery. Place it in a saucepan in which a small lump of butter has been dissolved. Beat 1 or 2 eggs and 1 pint of sweet milk. Stir all ingredients well. Place on the fire or in the oven and continue to stir, so as to see that the onions are cooked. After you have done this, set in a cool place. When the above articles are cold, place inside the turkey. Your seasoning that you place in the turkey, or make your gravy with, is sufficient. Roast it in the same way as you have done in the past. End of section 6.